U.S. military officials say they're stepping up the pace of their offensive in Iraq now that a fierce sandstorm has died down. But soldiers and Marines continue to face resistance as they make their way toward Baghdad, and some analysts are questioning whether the military has the resources to fight what may be a lengthy war. NPR's Scott Horsley is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Visibility has improved for ground forces, and they see Iraqi troops coming at them. What more do you know about that?
Well, they are meeting resistance. The forwardmost elements of the Army's 3rd Infantry Division are now up around Karbala, just to the southwest of Baghdad. And yesterday we were getting reports of a very large convoy of Republican Guard troops coming at that element of the 3rd Infantry Division, as many as 1,000 Republican Guard vehicles. Today, U.S. Central Command said that those early reports turned out to be inaccurate about the size of the convoy. There were some vehicles, but nothing like 1,000 of them, and the vehicles that were there were hit by airstrikes. As these troops are meeting harassment as they head north towards Baghdad, it's not entirely clear who they're facing, how much of it is Republican Guard, how much of it is irregular forces. But at Central Command today, Brigadier General Vincent Brooks pointed to some information coming out of the Najaf region that suggests the Iraqis may be using intimidation to boost their fighting ranks.
Iraqi regime forces are seizing children from their homes, telling their families that the males must fight for the regime or they will all face execution.
Further south today along the Euphrates River, city of Nasiriya, U.S. Marines got into about a 90-minute firefight, and General Brooks said some of the Marines were wounded in that firefight, but that they managed to remain effective in securing the bridges there.
1,000 U.S. paratroopers landed in northern Iraq overnight. Is this the beginning of the long-awaited northern front?
Well, the military has long said that they would have options for a northern front, even after Turkey said the U.S. couldn't bring ground forces in there. It's not exactly clear whether these paratroopers are going to be used in an offensive capacity or strictly to protect the Kurds who are up in northern Iraq. General Brooks said they have capabilities that may be more than what they seem. Their explicit mission right now is to secure an airfield in that area.
There were more explosions in Baghdad today, and more questions about yesterday's explosion in a crowded marketplace. What's Central Command saying about that?
Well, they're saying that it's still under investigation and that we may not really know exactly what happened until U.S. forces arrive in Baghdad. They are suggesting, though, that the people who were killed in the marketplace may have been victims of an Iraqi defensive weapon. They say that the Iraqi forces were using surface-to-air missiles at the time of the blast yesterday, and that those missiles are unreliable, especially when they're used without radar, as the Iraqis were doing.
The 4th Infantry is now on its way to the Persian Gulf to join forces there. Could be weeks before the division's ready for battle. Are they going to be needed?
Well, remember, this was always a compromise. There's not overwhelming firepower in the region right now. The U.S. forces were hoping to make up for that with speed and technology. And now some generals are beginning to question whether this might take longer. Asked about that, General Brooks offered no specific timeline, but says the U.S. has adequate force to do what it has to do.
The key to this is examining what the circumstances are right now and then applying more art than science on achieving what it is we seek.
For now, Brooks says U.S. forces will continue to operate at the pace and the time of their choosing.
NPR's Scott Horsley.